Blog Talk Radio.
Radio with your host, Tavik Cole, Ghetto G. Ghetto will probably join us very shortly. Like I said, he's usually late. But we got Destiny called. What's going on, Des?
Hey.
Man, all I know is fucking people take shit way too seriously nowadays.
You working now?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. Nothing much, just calling news into tonight's show, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I mean, man, all those, that chat, what that fucking whole conversation went from hell. Like, it went from being fun to hell.
Right?
give me a minute. I'm trying to talk to her and trying to get her to down. But anyways, anybody wants to hear? Take this shit off.
Besides David.
Of course. I forgot. David wanted to hear this. I got to make sure we still have it on the soundboard. If not, then David, you're fucked.
I love you, but fuck you.
All right, I'm checking to make sure we still gangulated up on here. Let's see. Well, David, you don't get gangulated. We don't have it. And you want to hear I love you, but fuck you? That we said?
Yep, that's a good song. Can't deny it.
Man, I'm just going to make sure we actually have them all up on here. And I know for a fact we should have that one up on here. Let me just look. Damn. Don't have it. I have to upload it. Anything else? I'll get it uploaded in the meantime.
Sam.
How about this? You know what? Let's just go with ICP. Since people are taking things too seriously tonight, it's a perfect track for this. We give no fuck.
I think it's the heart's desire for every person in America and Canada to succeed.
Worldwide.
Success is one thing that's a motivating force behind many men.
Amen.
And tonight, I want to speak in a way that you'll realize that God ordained every one of his creation to be successful.
Looking good, millionaires, why definitely pay? Lemonade, stock marketplace, marinade, shade, top grade. Bitches blowing up phones, I walk by, never lie. I'm the type of guy with sparkles in my eye. Rolling by BMW, never take the trouble to care. Who, what, where, over there, we'll be diamonds declared. They'll be there, everywhere I stay, flossing their necks. I'm like, bang. Get the fuck out the room, I'm rolling chrome, 700 smoke, wiki wiki bud, keep your hungry mouth shut, cause I'm living it up.
Bang, bang, ching, ching, bang, jingling, bang, pow, 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 bang, bang, take a, take a, pow.
We get so bored, take it down the house. We get so bored, like a car, we get so bored.
got back and they had the most retarded fucking movies on coming out nowadays. What the fuck? If you agree with me, give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I mean, come on. Like, seriously. I mean, it's not just that. I mean, New York on MTV, but there's way too much Jersey Shore bullshit going up on that crap.
Yeah.
And just so that way David would get his fucking panties out of a fucking bunch, I'm uploading
Bang-Rated
right now. Yeah, are you telling David to get blowed by Tech?
No, I was saying that's a good song.
Alright. Yeah, because, I don't know, David's fucking response there is kind of creepy.
It was.
That's okay. You missed it earlier. Apparently,
he wants Tech Nine to call him, so.
Well, David, where the fuck were you when we had him up on here for an interview twice?
Right.
But, yeah, apparently earlier, you know, he wanted to wear a fucking little dress and clean up fucking Dez's house.
Wow. That sounds entertaining.
It sounds creepy, scary, and causes a shitload of nightmares.
Right?
All in one. He puts on a show while he cleans. That's not the type of show anybody ever needs to see.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to see your hairy legs either.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, they're in the ICP theater. You know how they have the Call Me Maybe with Carly Rae Jepsen? Absolutely,
yep.
I hate that song. But they made that song so entertaining because how at the end she's like staring at that dude or whatever. And then at the very end, he turns out to be gay. That reminds me of David.
I don't know. This time, I mean, you know, I love ICP Theater, but, man, and I don't know if y'all can agree with me this time where Ryan J himself comes off a little gay when they have the host. I mean, come on. Fucking last week's one on Fuse where he kept hitting on fucking Scott Hall. the fuck?
Show a little leg? What?
Yeah, David, don't show any leg. How about this? If we play Gang Related, will you promise not to show any leg? I mean, you know, if you want to show fucking Ghetto G some leg, I'm pretty sure he won't mind.
Now he's saying yes and he promises, so we won't see any leg right now. Thank God. I don't want to see it.
So here you go.
The best.
Gangsta! Now if you got your head tilted to the side, what? And you're always on the jack a bitch for her ride, yeah. Or the colors that you rep make others upset, then you might be gang-related. Never once been seen alone. Ever since you can remember, you was fully grown. So you rocks on the block with it on your side, then you might be gang-related. You help. Been the more damn tuners than the reverend himself. Then you might be gang related. In and out the penitentiary. With no thought of graduation nor a fucking degree. Still pocket deep for what you learn on the street. Then you might be gang related. You might be. You might be gang related. You might be. You might be gang related.
You with a hatchet, man.
Yeah.
You in a gang and your ass better. To be ready to do that thing. You rep the JRB and you will never switch. Never
JRB.
Switch. Juggalo riders, bitch. Did you beat your girlfriend to diss your boy?
Yeah.
Did your crew's name originate in Illinois? Do you cross your enemies out with a K? Then you gang related too, motherfucker.
Dez is finally up in the room. We had a guest, but I don't know what the fuck the guest was. They came in, then they went. And apparently, David still wants to keep the dress, even though he didn't do any work for Dez. Yeah. I think someone should burn the dress, so that way he doesn't have it. I think it's funny how when people post up a comment saying East Coast, you get people from New Mexico commenting on it. Like, New Mexico is nowhere near the East Coast.
Hold on, I can't even do anything. All right.
Where the hell do you figure, like, where the hell does New Mexico come from? It's on the West Coast, not the East Coast. Nah. said he's cool. That's actually what I'm putting. I'm not, you know, like, what the? I'm amazed with how retarded some people can actually, you know, can be. David, even if he's on the east side of New Mexico, that still don't make it the east coast.
That's so true.
You know, study his maps again. Anyways, what's going on with you there, Destiny?
Nothing much. I mean, just waiting for Tuesday and my birthday. I mean, nothing better than that. Yeah, just kicking it right now.
True. Man, I feel old compared to most of y'all up in, you know, up in the fucking room. Up in you and those two.
I know.
I just still can't believe him as he said fucking New Mexico. But anyways, moving on from that. But, yeah, I turned 27 in October.
Hey, if somebody else out there is there, or you were talking to me, and Des did. I mean, I thought you were talking to her when you were talking to me.
Oh, you're both Death and, you know, you're both Destiny, so we got to figure out, we have to figure out something here. We need to figure out something to call you, so that way we don't confuse the both of you.
Yeah,
and
well, I'm Death to me, she's Des on there, so.
Hey, look, Des is that she, the oldest one here.
Yeah, wow.
So my question is, how old are you? That was to you, Destiny. I think... Yep, Destiny here is the baby of JR.
Yeah, I am. I am youngin. Oh, if anybody ever tried pinching my cheeks, I would slap them upside their head. Nice try, David.
Well, then again, we don't exactly know which cheeks he's talking about there.
Oh, any cheeks. And if he tried any other cheeks besides my face cheek, he'd die. What?
Well, David, have fun being in the coffin.
Hey, there's a good song that I hate her to death. There's a good song that we could play.
yeah, we can go with off of Marty Death Up.
Hey, thanks. There's a good idea. No, I don't think he's going to get any AC.
You want an air conditioner? No.
Yeah, he wants some AC in the coffin.
Yeah, no, you're not getting any of those. Dude, if you're dead, what the hell is the point of having a fucking air conditioner? I mean, come on, really? What, an AC in there, but you're dead. And, Dez, you can't. You're stuck with that name there. But here we go with... And David is no being comfortable. You're dead. Well, here we go. Hate her to death.
Thank you.
And yeah, David, like I said, we'll have Ghetto explain the birds and the bees about being a zombie to you, man. Before he somehow, some way, he, I don't even know. Like, I really don't know about him sometimes.
You gotta wonder about David. I'm wondering right now, actually. Whatever you're on, I don't know if I want to try it or not.
I don't think anybody would want to try it.
No, you just gotta wonder sometimes, you know, though.
David, get off the bath salts.
He thinks he's a zombie, so he might be on some bath salts.
Yeah, just maybe. But I've been trying to find fucking music by Chupacabra for so fucking long, and it ain't that easy. But,
that was a nice one, Dave.
Yeah, she's, yeah, Des is clean too. She hasn't taken a shower in a while. remind me when I'm, if we ever meet, to bring a gas mask. Like, wow. Yeah.
Eggs. I don't think you're supposed to smell like eggs.
The eggs are seggies. I don't know what the fuck seggies is.
I don't know. But it sounds like she would smell like eggs. I hope that's not rotten eggs.
In the words of Ghetto G, English, do you speak it?
Right.
Yep, she's speaking Ebonics again. Time for exorcism.
Seg. See. Seg. Oh, hey, David's more made more sense to me. Because he actually put a, like, K, so it has that sound. And then a C.
Ah. They're both speaking Ebonics.
So
I mean, if you really want to. Yeah, David just might bite you. But I think we need Ghetto G here to fall game translate.
God damn it. That's what he said. That will be dead twice.
You can't die twice. You only dead once. I think we need a track. And then when we come back, we can figure out what the fuck they're trying to say up in that damn chat room. So, I think we're going to go with Dead Celebrity Status. Well, was, until I froze the fuck up. I blame David. I freeze, so I blame him. All right, here we go. Disability status, Messiah.
War like John Lennon in the 70s. That's a left of movement, you're the student.
It's time to change the world, kid.
Here's the blueprint. Something smells like teen spirit. Like the ghost of Kurt Cobain wrote these lyrics. And forced America to listen. With a million angry misfits screaming, fuck the system. I'm the pain in Axl Rose's diary. That's why an appetite for destruction lives inside of me. I'm not your typical lyricist. Acting gangster, selling on appearances. They need to take a musicology class. So thank God their prince has finally come back. To save us from the whack water down freeside show. I'm the anti-American teen idol.
Changing music into a different person. I took his face and changed it, replaced it surgically, verbally gave it a facelift. Now it's some new shit, we call it blood music, but there's celeb fans who can relate to it. So let the games begin. You either turn with the world or you watch it spin. If your dreams were stolen by a liar, then steal it back like your name was Winona Ryder. Don't be afraid, be stronger, divide and conquer. Come out swinging like Ozfest concerts. Time's up, I'm calling you to rise up. No more walking blind with your eyes shut. Find a message hidden in these chapters. Like Black Sabbath records playing backwards.
Move out the way when I'm passing through.
I got it.
But I'm watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
That sounds gay.
Yeah, I don't know why the fuck I'm watching this and I haven't just changed channels. Yeah, I'm thinking I should, David, because I'm watching this fucking shit. I don't know why, though. I still don't know why. I think it's because I'm trying to figure out who in their right mind decided to give them their own TV show. album.
If David was here and he told me to kill him and he's standing right in front of me, I still would.
Well, yeah. No.
Hey, if I had a laptop, I would carry my computer. But I'm sorry, David, I do not have a laptop. It's an actual PC.
I don't know what being gifted has to be doing with carrying your computer, but okay there, David. How about this, David? You carry her computer and you know, all that shit that you just sit up in there.
I want to see him try and do that.
Yeah, it would probably be interesting.
Well.
But, David, you scare me. No, we don't need two of you.
No, I'd hide in the corner, I think, if there was two of him. That'd be kind of scary. And I don't get scared very easily, but that would be scary.
But Facebook would, I think Facebook would fucking run and hide in terror if there were two of them.
I know.
Do that, or Mark Zuckerberg would tip his toe and leave him there, go back to MySpace.
Right. Hey, sometimes I'm tempted to go to MySpace. I mean, I'm never on Facebook. Well, I'm on Facebook a lot, but not that much, as much as he is. But, I mean, I've only used my MySpace, like, twice. I've only used it twice, so it's like there's no point in me having it. Plus,
no one uses
MySpace anymore.
I don't think anybody uses MySpace anymore. I mean, like, I remember when fucking Ghetto G tried to get him back up on fucking MySpace a while back. Fuck out of him. I mean, I tried getting up on that shit to confuse the fuck out of me. I mean, come on, like, they changed the shit way too much. I don't think I can remember my old fucking email for that crap. Yeah, like, if you go to MySpace now the way it is, it's severely scary. I mean, come on. I don't think I remember my fucking password for this shit. Oh, look. Okay, that might have. Our terms have changed. The terms of use agreement and privacy policy have changed, including in... Fuck that shit. I'll just agree. I don't feel like reading all that crap. Be afraid. Be very afraid, Daisy. You just got a friend request from David.
David just tried adding you? Wow.
No, he hasn't tried adding me yet. I think I'd probably just be like, fuck you. Nope, I don't know him. And then David can see, you know, can see what it feels like to be in Facebook jail. But is there anything else anyone wants to hear? Anything in particular? I mean, we've got Psychopathic, we've got Strange, we've got Subnoise, we've got Metal.
Subnoise.
Any of Sub, in particular, KMK, King Spade, Potluck. Anything in particular?
Well, I can't see what they're saying, so I don't know.
Well, he's saying Metal. Oh, no. He's saying Fat Sweaty Betty. She's saying Metal. Dez, that would never, ever, 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 ever touch my fucking soundboard. Justin Bieber would die. I would shoot him in the head.
I'd do more than shoot him in the head. I'd cut off his balls and burn them.
Well, I think it's funny how fucking, I guess like a while back, but I think apparently fucking his mom, that she thought about aborting him. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately,
she chose the wrong decision.
I wish she would have.
I wish she would have, but no.
Justin Bieber has to be alive. I hate Justin Bieber. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, David, I do have Dope. How about we go with Addiction featuring Zach Wild?
I can't see what they're saying because I got off.
On fucking Facebook, not MySpace, I'm trying to figure out how to fucking work this shit. You know, I blame Justin Timberlake. He ended up buying this shit out, and now we don't know how to use it. They have a radio up on this thing, what the fuck?
Yeah, David just tried adding me, too.
Yeah, he just added me. Although, like I said, you know, he's, you know, he's just gonna end up sitting there.
He's just gonna sit in my friend request.
Exactly.
So, what are they saying now?
Well, he said F you to me because I just told him he's just gonna sit there. Dez said that her dishes are calling her name. It's creeping her out. David said, your dishes can talk. That's fucking amazing. And then he goes, it's all good. I don't need y'all anyway. Like I said, just get sit there.
All right. Well,
I'll add him tomorrow. Or maybe the day after.
That will probably be like another week until we'll actually accept it. Probably.
Maybe for me, it might just be 2 weeks. Did you know MySpace has its own like thing where you have like a search for a radio now? What happened to, you know, being able to plug in search for friends? Now you gotta connect with everybody.
I don't know.
How the fuck do you do this connection thing? Oh fuck.
That's kind of, I don't know. It's a good question.
Because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And I got some one dude who fucking, I guess, connected with me. And, looks kind of creepy.
Yeah.
David's now saying he could make his own friends in his mind. Have fun with the imaginary friends. But this goddamn bike is confusing the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
I think Dez should call in, but we got to call something different so we don't confuse the both of y'all.
Yeah.
David, we don't need that. We don't need you calling in and crying here.
Yeah, we don't need his whiny voice.
How the fuck do you not have a phone?
I know, huh? Like everybody has one.
Cause she goes, Dez says she has no phone to call in.
How can you not have a phone? Everybody has a phone.
Are you a hippie? Well, then again, being good, she don't actually do know what hippie is. Shockingly enough, she actually has a phone nowadays.
I haven't seen any hippies around.
Oh, there's plenty of them up on Facebook. Your phone broke it.
Same here.
Well, no, she broke it. Like B-R-K-E-D-E-D.
That sounds interesting. So what song are you playing now?
Well, you said sub noise, but still don't know if you want KMK, King Spade,
KMK.
Anything in particular about KMK? We have a shitload of stuff from KMK. Oh, look, we have Ghetto G. Ghetto G, what's going on?
Hey, yo.
Ghetto G, stop beating your fingers.
Stop beating my fingers. I was getting wet, thank you very much.
Yeah, we don't need to know about that. David's, oh yeah, by the way, David needs you to explain to him the birds and the bees about zombies.
It's pretty much the same thing with humans.
I mean, first, you know, he kept saying that he wants a fucking AC and a TV in his fucking coffin when he dies. We're trying to offend him. You're dead.
That's just a waste of a TV and an air conditioner.
I agree.
Yeah, that's great. And Des wants zombie porn.
Zombie porn? What, when she's dead?
I guess so.
I think zombie porn would do you a whole lot better if you were alive to see it. Or do it.
Morning, Ghetto. David has sent everyone a friend request.
Well, that's all right. I'll just tell Facebook that on my own.
Right, there you go.
Then for the next month, he won't. For the next month, he won't be sending any friend requests.
So, Ghetto, how do you add people onto this new MySpace?
I don't even know how to get on to the new MySpace.
What do you mean the new MySpace?
You know, the whole MySpace where you gotta go across the screen instead of up and down.
I've never heard of this.
It's the new version of it, man. The old MySpace, you know, it was just like Facebook, but now they switched it all up and it's all over the fucking place.
Really? Huh.
Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. I mean, go see for yourself. They can sing, they can dance, after all, this is France. But anyway.
Man, I'm on MySpace, I'm trying to figure out how to fucking find people and all that crap.
It's not even worth it. But if you figure it out, man, go ahead and find some people.
Oh, let's see here. I don't want artists. I want people. Let's see what we can find. We're looking for people.
Wait. Did you just say you don't want artists, you want people?
I heard something about farting.
Farting?
What the fuck?
What the hell are you doing over there?
Apparently she's farting.
No, I heard you say something about farting.
I didn't hear anything like that. He said people, and he said artist.
Oh, okay. Well, we aren't listening to any artists.
You know, we should, though, man. We should listen to some Tech N9ne asshole.
I like that. I love that. Hey, did you download I Love You But Fuck You? Yeah.
I Love You But Fuck You. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a better song. But no, let's go with Asshole, though.
Alright.
Alright, make sure we have it on the soundboard.
I sure hope we do.
Alright. There's been like 3 songs that aren't, but. When I'm clowning.
Yeah, because I ain't got that CD on my computer. I have to actually fucking download it.
You don't have that song on the soundboard? Are you serious?
Yep, I'm serious.
You don't have a lot of songs, I noticed.
This is ridiculous, Mr. DJ.
I know, you didn't have Gang Related. You didn't have I Love You But Fuck You. Now he doesn't have Apple?
This is a show. I'm an asshole for it.
Yeah.
You have one I'm clowning? I'll get blowed.
Just say no.
Get blowed would be a good one. Dude, there's some tech man right there.
I thought you said get low, like get low.
No, DJ Uncle Lil Jon, or whichever one.
Yeah.
I'm uploading I Love You But Fuck You right now to the soundboard.
Fuck yeah.
I still want asshole though.
But I'll download as asshole.
Okay, fine. Do you have any Miss Kisa in the zone on the soundboard, or delete all that too?
She definitely has Kisa up on here.
And I hope you don't have any, like she said earlier, Justin Bieber on there would die a horrible death.
Justin Bieber? You were listening to Justin Bieber earlier?
Hell nah.
No.
But anyway, here we go with Miss Kisa in the zone.
I think he'd lose everyone.
Now, when I grab the microphone now, take a hold of this rap game that I own now. In the zone, I'm in the zone now. In the zone now. When I grab the microphone now, take a hold of this rap game that I own now. In the zone, I'm in the zone now. In my own little world, when I step on the stage, it's like nothing else exists, like we're confined in a cage. It's just me, you, and a mic, and we all unite as one. All of our hands in the sky, it's like we're reaching for the sun. I tell you, it's like a drug, electricity from a plug, igniting this fire that keeps me falling in love. It's a hard battle to fight, but when I'm here, it's all worth it. Like hip-hop came into my life and show me my purpose. And now I'm in the zone now. Now I am the queen and nobody can take my throne now. Capture the feeling, it's my forever to own now. Now I am one of a kind, you couldn't make a clone now. You could give it a try, but fail every time. I won't let my guard down, nobody's taking what is mine. Can't take this shit away from me, I'd rather go blind. I live and die for this shit, down to the end of the line. Good. In the zone now. When I grab the microphone now, take a hold of this rap game that I own now. In the zone, I'm in the zone now. In the zone now. When I grab the microphone now, take a hold of this rap game that I own now. In the zone, I'm in the zone now. Nothing can compare it to, nothing feels the same. A crowd of different people chanting, screaming your name. I sign a couple autographs and take a couple pics. I don't even know why, because really I ain't shit. But just show me love anyway that keeps me going. I gotta deal with the pain of constantly never knowing if I'm doing the right thing or if I'm acting like an idiot. Nobody taught me nothing about this, not even a little bit. Yet now I am alone, I'm alone now. Now I do it on my own, I do it on my own now. Now I push harder, there ain't no time to bitch and moan now. Now I have nothing to say, I'm hanging up the phone now. You could try to shut me up, try to bring me down. You could say that I ain't royalty and try to take my crown. But I am in the zone, so right now I cannot hear you. You could commit to your hate, but never will I fear you. In the zone now. When I grab the microphone now, take a hold of this rap game that I own now. In the zone, I'm in the zone now. In the zone now. When I grab the microphone now, take a hold of this rap game that I own now. In the zone, I'm in the zone now.
And we're back.
Woo!
And welcome back, Destiny. We hung up for some reason.
Sorry.
How fucking dare you?
It wasn't my fault, okay? It's never my fault.
It's not your fault. Well, whose
fault is it? David.
Oh, that's right, we always blame everything on David. It's always his fault for everything.
Adley. Whose phone is crackling?
I don't know, but it's pissing me off.
I don't hear any crackling.
Sounds like
noise.
Somebody's farting. Probably getting like little.
Must be my phone.
My heart.
Yeah, it must be your phone, man.
Cause I don't hear it.
I hear it. Sounds like somebody's texting.
Yeah, you.
And me.
And then me. I swear I am not texting.
No, it's me.
Sometimes I swear it's David.
What?
It's who?
Because I'm blaming everything on David.
It's not
David.
David, though.
We're blaming it on him.
All right, fine.
She's dreaming. Wait, did he just say she's dreaming about David?
Yes.
I said we're blaming it on David. We always blame everything on him.
On the past day, yes.
Or this time, you know, we could blame the little girl that, you know, decided to get pissed off over nothing.
About nothing, exactly.
Who got me?
Come on, Ghetto. It was Cora, remember? Got pissed off over the stupid thing. Yeah, I deleted her.
It wasn't even her friend in the first place, though.
She just added me yesterday for some reason. And now today it's, why am I here? I thought we were all cool, but apparently we aren't.
Yeah, why am I here? Why am I being made fun of? Like, really?
So, what was the answer? Did anybody listen to the story?
No, I didn't really give two folks about the story.
So, was there an answer, though?
I don't know. I didn't really pay attention. I didn't care to.
Yeah, it's all fine.
What's that
window? I don't know.
She's talking to somebody. She left.
No, I didn't.
Or not.
I got told I was rude.
You got told you were rude?
Yeah.
Well, stop being so damn rude.
Because I'm sitting here talking to you guys, and somebody's in the room next to me trying to sleep.
Oh,
some
people sleep so good.
No, that's even
wake up!
Wake the fuck up!
Just walk
I mean,
up to him and walk up to him and scream that.
I would.
Go antiquing.
Yeah, go find the fucking big, rusty monkey wrench.
The fuck? I don't think we're talking about the same thing here.
I mean, come on, man. Fucking yeah, said, you know, he'd take his $35 and go to a fucking flea market and buy, like, a big, rusty monkey wrench.
But what's that got to do with antiquing?
Right?
Do you know what that is, Havoc?
Not really.
Off a, off of Jackass, man. You know, they got the whole, what was that, like, sugar, and they just fucking threw it on people's faces and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, see, we're on two different things here, man.
But I'm trying to download seepage onto my computer, but no, didn't want me to download the seepage.
But speaking of that, you should go ahead and play that song. Turn the lights on.
But fuck you.
No, you need to wait.
We got a 305 called in. 305, what's good with us?
Yo.
Yo.
Can you hear me?
Maybe.
All right. I gotta ask Destiny, why does everything gotta be my fault?
Holy shit, David has a telephone.
Oh, he does, but Dez doesn't. Dez is a fucking hippie. She has no phone.
She doesn't have no clothes either.
Hey, from what I saw, she's got half clothes. She's got half of some clothes, okay?
How do you have half clothes?
It wasn't covering her whole body.
Like, that's not what they mean by half off.
She has only bra and underwear on, maybe.
She only has underwear on?
And a bra. Half off. There you go.
Well, why are we missing this?
I don't know
why. I wasn't invited to that post.
I don't want to be invited to that party.
Why is the dude that fucking... Look at the dude from fucking Project X is trying to add me.
Didn't you just make fun of that dude? Why is he trying to be your friend?
Right. Oh, wait.
Yeah,
no,
that poor girl wanted to add. She said she was about to post a picture, too, but she said her hands were in it, so she didn't want y'all to think that she was eating her hands.
Wait, who said that?
Cora.
She actually said that? What the fuck? Man, people need to stop taking shit so, you know, serious.
Yeah, right.
I make one little joke and the little girl goes crazy.
Yeah, I think it's funny how that one dude that fucking asked me like, personal opinion on Cycle Sam is now trying to add me.
He wants to yell at you.
Oh, I'll yell right back. Straight fucking up.
Where did David go? He, like, disappeared.
Died.
Who disappeared?
Yeah.
Who?
I think this is, like, awesome.
Apparently David disappeared.
Oh, no, I'm here.
Are you on crack?
Not today.
No, not you. The other one.
Yeah, get him, David's on crack today.
Well, I mean, he was talking about Red Bull, it's close enough.
Oh my god, dude, last night, I didn't get to sleep till like 6 in the morning.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Up at that time as well.
It was one of them 20-ounce cans. That motherfucker was tall as shit.
Why did you decide to drink a big-ass can of Red Bull?
It's better than buying, like, two of the small ones, I guess. I don't know.
Were you planning on staying up is what I'm asking.
Not really. I like Red Bull. I used to... I'm a correction officer, so I'm used to working the night shift. And I usually bring, like, two Red Bulls and a Monster and a fucking cappuccino and shit and wired all night.
Man, it's just like havoc, man.
Yeah, when I get home, my fucking
was, don't drop... Oh.
Soap on a rope.
See, man, when he's talking about that gay shit, man, he wasn't kidding.
I have seen things that you never want to see.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't doubt it.
There's just a certain point where you're kind of immune to it, and you just walk into somebody's cell, and you're like, yo, get that dick out of his ass and get ready for count.
Hey, I grew up in custody, safe custody. I've been to jail, I don't know how many times.
You've been to jail? How old are you?
19.
Shit, I was in jail, what, 8 months ago?
Hey, I'm sorry, when people piss me off, I go, I'm out of it, okay? I, like, literally, there's no way to stop me.
Oh.
Don't piss me off.
It's a David, you're in jail constantly anyway, you work there.
I didn't hear you, what'd you say?
I said to you, man, you're in jail anyways, you fucking work there.
Oh no, I work at a prison.
Either way, watch out for Bubba.
What?
Nah, these motherfuckers are soft. They act tough, but they're a bunch of soft motherfuckers, especially the guards. They're scared of us.
That's unheard of.
Hey, you know, did you guys ever hear about the Powells and the people who, the Stacey Powell or whatever?
Stop barking.
Something about a towel
mom,
and Jake.
The mom and the boyfriend, the boyfriend, ran over the kid and chopped him up or whatever. I was in jail with the mom of the boyfriend that chopped up her son. Yeah, it's freaking trippy.
What's this I heard about somebody claiming he was a juggalo and killed a bunch of people?
Do not bring that stuff.
Yeah, I just read it recently on the message board, and I was like, what the fuck is that about?
Who?
Yeah, that happened many, many years ago.
Oh, I just heard about it. I never knew.
Yeah, advice, do not bring up Psycho Sam up on here, because I will flip shit. I'm so fucking tired of motherfuckers bringing him up. That shit is
There's
in the fucking past. People need to let it fucking die and just fucking drop it. Simple as that.
Wasn't there supposed to be a rant? Did you not do the rant? Oh, fuck. Not gonna sit through that.
Oh, get
so, did you do the rant yet?
Last
I was
there.
I was gonna, you know, I was gonna let the rant slide. Let's just keep on bringing him up. Yo, to the motherfuckers up in all juggalo chat, especially that one motherfucker that said to ask people's personal opinions on Psycho Sam, let the shit go on the table. Cause, you know, what happened, it's in the fucking past. I don't agree with it, and then, you know, I don't support what he did, but either way, yo, Psycho Sam has been and always will be a homie of mine, no matter fucking what. Simple as that. That's all I'm going to say about it. And if people want to keep bringing him up, I'll be saying the fucking same bad thing to every single motherfucker on Facebook that wants to bring him up. Simple as that. Who the fuck is texting? Oh, I guess, you know, somebody needs to turn the lights off. There we go.
Station. We don't need no thought control. control. And I can't really sleep, but my life repeats like I'm trapped in a rerun of my own show.
So
this light switch, cause I don't want you to see me like this. I'm not normal, I'm a different creature. You don't like me, I don't like me either. I keep seeing things that I can't resist. Got a girlfriend that barely knows I exist. Or maybe it's a lithium I'm on while I punch through crunch like Nirvana soul sing.
I feel stupid and contagious.
Cause every time that I shut my eyes, I see angels with dirty faces.
In the night,
I know more bad things happen in threes. And hearts get beat like trash CDs. When darkness falls,
strangers call. I find a phone number
in bathroom stalls.
My back is against these walls of hatred.
I feel like I'm trapped between Freddy Burke chasing. No escape in the blues of blues.
That's why I shout like a monster in a park of the blues.
Ghetto man, here's something funny, man. Remember fucking, like, you know, during the fucking interview, you know, like when you brought up fucking Animorphs?
I didn't bring that up during the interview.
Oh no, not during the interview. I mean, just talk about, you know, the fact that you mentioned it, you know, like, after the interview, like when yeah, so fucking Chill turned into a fucking dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I found it. I actually found Animorphs on TV.
Of course you did.
But, man, but I just think it's funny how, you know, the fucking dude that played Jake in Animorphs played Iceman in X-Men.
See, here you go with them useless facts.
Like, I'm never going to use that back.
But I had no idea that that dude did either of those.
Yeah, man. And like, yeah, like in the fucking movies, like, you know, there's that dude, he played Bobby, a.k.a. Iceman, that was fucking wanting to fuck the shit out of
Rogue.
Yep.
Now, see, when I was thinking Animorphs, man, I was thinking, like, the book.
I mean, like, I've read the book and shit, but I've also, you know, watched the movie, too.
I don't really remember the moves. Or show, or whatever it was.
Yeah, I mean...
Hey, my friend Brian was just listening, and he wants to know what song that was.
That was Dead Celebrity Status. Someone turned the lights off.
Yep.
Is that someone or is it somebody?
I think somebody.
Okay, there we go, yeah.
Actually, you know, speaking of what, you know, I should see if Yaz can send me the other version of Erica featuring Swollen Member.
What the hell CD is that off?
That's back from when they were part of Project Wise.
Well, how long has Swollen Member been around?
Swollen Member has been around.
I only heard of them like just a few years ago, not even.
They've been around since 92.
Damn. I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, man. Well, again, Mad Child wasn't a part of them until like 96. Same was for Prevail. Well, you know, Prevail was part of them.
What label were they on before Suburban Noise Records?
That would be Better Last Records.
Okay. Speaking of which, Mad Child's on that Twisted Tour. That'll be here in October.
Hell yeah. Actually, what's funny is, back in 92, there was actually only two members originally of, Swollen Member, like back in 92.
How many are there now?
Now there's three.
Well, which one of them wasn't there?
Well, back in 92, Mad Child wasn't there. Neither was Rob the Viking or Easy Rock and Zodak.
Yeah, it's four people.
But, it was only Mocha only and Prevail that were originally part of the original Swollen Members, and then Mad Child came in 96, and then Easy Rock was there in 96, and Zodak was 96.
I had no idea they've been around this long, man. I just thought they came around not too long ago.
Yeah, no, their first album they really dropped was back in 99, which is Balance.
I'm not saying that I listen to anything by them, really. But, yeah.
Actually, they're actually still a part of Battle Left as well.
Yeah, they better be, man, the way Suburban Noise Records is going.
They have a new album coming out in January 2014.
Didn't they just put out a CD?
Yeah, they put out Beautiful Death Machine back in March.
Yeah, so they don't need another CD this soon, jeez.
Okay, who's speed texting?
Yeah, man, they fucking typing a fucking novel.
Yeah.
I hear it too, though.
That's all I hear.
Sounds like somebody's running through the woods and shit.
Maybe she is.
What?
Why?
It's got quiet. She is texting.
I bet you she falls.
I'm done texting right now, though, until Brian texts me back.
Yeah, until they reply.
Yeah.
He's going to probably text me and yell at me, "Don't you see my name?"
Like we know who you are, Brian. We're coming for you.
I'm seeing if he wants a song right now.
I kind of want to get rid of my fucking MySpace because this is recorded.
So do you have the other song uploaded yet?
Oh, let's see. I should have Asshole and...
Well, why don't you go ahead and give the texter her song.
My phone is on my charger right now, and I'm talking on it.
Not your phone. Your
yes.
song.
Pay attention.
Oh,
don't blame
okay.
me for that, too.
I love you, but fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm
dead
with that.
Welcome to Killer Two. My brand new Benz. Thinking about my so-called friends. And why should I make amends when they cross the Nina and sin? Again and again and again. I love them dearly, but hear me, they burn severely. I'm weary to the point that I really don't want not one of them, none of them near me. Did trust you, but what's new for real? Yeah, I love you, but fuck you for real.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
Met you at a rock show. November, no octo. Some pictures in lockjaw. Number and then got low. Called you up a lot though. Found out that you not ho. Several trips to my show. Shot me with your crossbow. We used to kick it in packs. Whites and blacks. Triple stacks and fat sacks. We matched. We relaxed the kiss. But I never twisted. She wished for the better mister. I mixed the lady with my kid brother. Then miss. She became my sister. For a minute. But then my lady started receiving that snitch. By the nigga on tour. You wanna be the reason that split. You started believing that bitch. In San Jose. You gripped for the damn Jose. You flip, like a man who stayed. No trips, never sent your pay. We did, used to play for you. Even used to pray for you. Never that, cause you wanted to spit in my face. Never up, 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 and away for you. I hate this. I was real, so why fake shit? You lost us, so go fuck them bitches on MySpace, sis.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
Every show was a different face, but these two were from a distant place. Follow my tour, got a quick embrace. Never would have thought I had to get them face. Father and daughter, love me to death. Never cared that blood be the set, just love and the text. Shrugged the regret. When I found out, Papa kinda had the husband effect. Everybody seen it, but I didn't believe it. Everybody got it, but never did I receive it. His dream was for me to fuck Miss Sting. But she looks 15, baby girl was 19. But instead of giving a dick, I'd rather give her ice cream. Now I'm tripping, cause her pops just try to auction her off. But it turns out that he was knocking her off. I had to stop and I called, cause stepdaddy turned out to be the boyfriend. Guess he was getting him a little bit extra when he brought the toys in. Y'all lied to me, did it fuck with the Nina show it did. Y'all made me question what your motive is. Don't cry, Allie, but my temper was flared and scared also to see you. Guess I see you in the crowd like, where's Waldo?
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
I wrote this carefully. I love you cause you married me. When I needed therapy, let me move in with you. Be my wife, you wasn't scared of me.
But fuck you because you say, if you don't get a job today, better kick rock with a heart to say, when you knew what wrapped my heart away.
I love you cause you sexy. Love you cause you're beautiful. Love you cause way back in the day you thought that I was suitable.
But fuck you, you treated me stupid and conceited. See, I wasn't very smart, but the genius you wanted me to be.
I love you cause you're strong. I love you cause you're real. Because you forgave me when I cheated and popping pills.
But fuck you for bringing up shit that happened years ago. Chances of us getting back is gonna take a miracle.
You live in the past, I'm giving the gas and cash. How many niggas do that without you giving the ass?
And I ask you and other niggas. Would step up with the love to give up. Keys in the house for you and the kids, and even for your brother, nigga.
Enjoy the dough you get, cause I don't owe you shit. You was unhappy with me, so you split. You need to show me some love, ma. And I don't mean that I wanna fuck you. Just acknowledge me taking care of you, because I
love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
Verse 1. I ain't never spoke nothing but highly about you. And you gon' believe a bitch you ain't never met. That's hardcore shit, baby. Verse 2. I mean, y'all lied to a nigga. I mean, that was foul shit y'all did, man. I don't know what the fuck y'all motive was, but it hurt me real bad, cause I trusted you, motherfucker. Verse 3. I know I fucked our marriage up, but you can't live in the past. You either gotta let that shit go, or let me go.
Let me go.
And we're back. And she's back to texting again.
Hey, Rick. Brian wants to hear Bug on My Butt by ICP.
That was you called in?
I'm sorry, Brian. You're going to have to call in and request that.
Hang
on, I got it.
How about this?
Hi, my name is Brian. I'd like to request Bug on the Road with ICP.
Was that really him, or was that just David?
No, that was sorry.
That really is him.
Yeah, sounds more like David.
No, it really wasn't David. It's really Brian.
Do a Brian. Sorry.
His phone won't let him call, so I've had him on, like, on the side here a little bit. Just listening.
You have him on what?
On the side. He like was like on three-way basically the whole time. Not the whole entire time, but just like within the last 15 minutes.
Well then who the hell are you texting?
Him.
Why are you texting him when you're on the phone with him?
Yeah.
Because I'm talking to you guys.
Brian, it's alright to talk, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay to call in just so that way it makes it easier so that she's not texting the entire time.
Brian?
What?
Oh.
Seems so excited.
It's on mute.
Yeah. So, exactly why doesn't he just call in?
He's called him, and he's
not
there.
Well, he's three-way
in. I tried calling
through, and it wouldn't work.
Oh, the right number.
It's all Chill's fault.
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, I texted him the right number.
Twice.
Are you sure you texted the right number?
I don't know, she was doing a lot of texting. There's no way if she messed up, she could have texted them three more times with the right one.
All right, here, I'll try and text you again. This time you talk to me while I text it.
Wow. Well, he really doesn't need to call in if he's on the phone and we can hear him right now, you know what I'm saying?
Well, either way, she's still going to be texting him. Even though on the
phone. Yeah, she's a strange one.
I know I'm strange. I'm a freaking out from the still, okay?
You're a what from the what?
I'm still awesome, though.
You go ass to mouth?
Yo, I heard that same exact thing.
Oh, my God.
I swear that's what you said.
I'm awesome.
You're awesome.
Yeah.
Because you go ask about.
Oh, that's way less cool than what he thought you said.
No, that's good. No, I like it when the other way around.
The other way?
What's the other way?
Ask
the mouth about that.
No. The mouth is not the ass. On the other side of the body. The mouth is on the other side of the body from the ass.
The mouth is on the other side of the body?
This become a sex line. That's one thing.
Just about a few moments ago when she said she likes it ass to mouth.
No, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, I don't. All right.
But anyway, what song did he want to hear?
ICP, Hugs on My Nuts, or Homies.
Don't play a song, Evic.
All right, listen, I'm actually being uploaded right now, because we didn't have bugs on my nuts on our
zombie. You are a slow motherfucker.
I mean, we have Homies, but just gotta fucking refresh the soundboard real quick.
Oh, what about Asshole? Then you can do his song.
Fine, let's listen to Asshole, because that's uploaded.
And
then
we
can listen to Ben's song.
Okay.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. I'm actually a tech nine right now. We could go with Asshole, and then Bugs on My Nose.
Yeah.
Then Dusty can go back to Ask the Mouth.
Oh.
Hello.
She likes it raw.
I like coming up to the ass, but not mouth.
Man, she's just fucking it up, man. Yeah. Press play.
Whoa, did she say something ass to ass?
No, dick to ass.
But either way, she likes it in the ass.
A. S. Towards someone the speaker does not like, whose behavior is hurtful, self-centered, or particularly abrasive. MCs come around me talking about your stage show is off the hook. As I'm walking out, as if to say my performance is why they gawking out, sounded that I'd be lost in doubt lyrics that a nigga be tossing out. You motherfuckers can't see tech, I mean V-Tech, and these rejects lyrically don't got no electricity. We deck quickly eject when you're sitting inside of the CD deck. Reject, put in the dope shit we rap, then we jet, I mean split like a V-neck. Nigga, that's disrespectful. Never test the next, bro. When he up in the air like Craig Smith, Tech and Nesto, standing next to neck, where we blessed to let flow. Get dough, even though you know we get the pesto. Cali say that it's a compliment when they say that they love the show, but I spit that monster shit. All you mediocre rap motherfuckers trying to spit, I'll murder you, yeah, I'm an asshole when it's time to shit, nigga.
You can label me an asshole, cause I'm fast, put your ass on the blast, I'm a natural. Call me sphincter, little stinker, you ain't touching me in the arena.
Pussy. These niggas funny, niggas bout to rapping and steady whooping. They barely eating, but believing they can see my heathens or be my heathens. Please believe it, this gon' end with freezing. I'm not a rap cat, give a fuck about your vicious flows. Big homie, stay strapped with the foe, so I got heat to blow. But I don't freestyle and waste rhymes like half of ya. I'm still spectacular, it's just a different vernacular. I'm disrespectful, give a fuck about your hip hop. I'm trying to eat you niggas meat, I'm coming for your spot. Fresh off the block and I won't stop until I reach the top. I'm Killer City's B.I.G., I'm guessing Nina's pop. Damn right, nigga, quoted in the quota bowl. Any problems we can solve them, nigga, let me know. We the new nigga, Strange News taking over. And ain't that nigga safe, nigga, even over.
You can label me an asshole, cause I'm fast, putting your ass on blast, I'm a natural. Call me sphincter, little stinker, you ain't touching me in this arena. You can label me an asshole, cause I'm fast, putting your ass on blast, I'm a natural.
sodomize your bride. My bad attitude will be my demise. Don't look me directly up in my eyes. I might get insecure about what you're staring about. Rip your fucking hair right out. Mr. Nice Guy, I might seem when you meet me, but niggas might die if I'm deeming your speech beefy. Kiss him bye-bye if he ain't speedy to leave me. Had the 99 in cause the nigga seems sleepy. The world did it to me, staring at my face like it's playing a movie. Took my lip off and lip off, the polite type, so that mean I'm soft. You think I'm chicken, I think your bitch is the dipping sauce. All I got is hard dick and bubble gum. Can't give you neither one, your bitch is it too troublesome. Yeah, I'd love to sign my name on your poster, but don't slip me your demo, it's gon' end up as a toaster. I'm an asshole.
You can label me an asshole, cause I'm fast when you're ass on. Stinker, you ain't touching me in this arena. You can label me an asshole, cause I'm fast, put your ass on blast. I'm a natural. Lil Duke, shoot, don't make me toot-toot. You don't wanna make me have to shoot poo. No.
And she's sexy.
All right, so now that we're back, let's go into bugs on my nuts.
Well, I don't understand a banana mind. We fucking these hoes that look like we're gone. Rich boy thinks that it's shitty, but I like fucking crack heads with one titty. And I do it at the drop of a dime, and I get the scabies almost every time. So let's talk about my nutsack. I don't front jack, I got bugs on my Bozak.
Well, I'm Lana J and I ain't no bitch. I'm always quick to tell you where my nuts sit. Cause bitch, if I meet 10 when I come home, drop a brick in a sock swinging on your dome. You didn't think nothing of it, just let me stick it. Probably should've known, cause I thought I heard crickets in your net. But I wasn't saying nothing though, I wasn't saying nothing till I'm done nutting, ho. And now I'm like, bitch, how can it be? Trying to sleep on my nuts, or watching TV. And they trying to walk to the stone, get a floating. How these bugs get on me?
Somebody asked me how I got scabies. Probably that homeless, fat, redneck bag lady that I fucked in the shed. Then the little critters on my dang-a-ling said,
yo, nuts, we want your nuts. We'll itch and stretch and bite your nuts. Yo, nuts, we want your nuts. Please, oh, please, fuck dirty butt. Yo, nuts, we want your nuts.
I don't give a hoot, cause I got me a pretty woman's love.
I met this bitch and went up in it. Dropped her off, went to the clinic. Bitch, I got these dogs on my sleep mat. So tell me what's up with that. Should've said something about your bug problem.
I'm gonna have to suck you in your mouth, bitch.
Can't keep my motherfucking hands on my drawer.
Stick a roach smoke down up under your bone.
Nah, I'd rather take them in a deep fry and sizzle those motherfuckers off my way.
Who you wanna fuck around? Always gotta buck around. Lift up your ding-a-ling.
Please don't please fuck dirty slut. Don't mess, we want your nuts. We'll itch and scratch.
and she still texts me.
No, she wouldn't be doing that.
She's a textaholic, I swear to gosh.
Yep, I see you're on the phone with him.
I'm not texting.
I think it's time for an intro.
That was hot.
My phone just beeped in my ear.
That was like 20 minutes ago, and the song was still playing.
Yeah.
That was hot. Oh my gosh.
Something about red pot in the sun?
No, I just burped. That's what was hot. It was my burp. And what is saying to me?
Yeah.
But, no, it's not bad. It's not perverted. Well, if you want to take it that way, you can. But...
you shit your pants. Sorry, I was talking to my roommate.
Wait, did you say your roommate just shit his pants?
I asked him if he shit his pants, and it sounded like he did as he walked across the floor.
Did you hear my burp?
I heard your burp.
You did?
Yes.
I heard not to hear it.
It was hot, huh? Hey, my burps are hot. Okay? You cannot deny. A girl burping is hot.
What comes out the other side to yourself if you're alright.
Hey, if a guy cannot accept me farting in front of him, he can go to hell.
I don't want to know that a girl farts or makes shit or anything.
Dude, you know the first time I ever heard my ex fart? She sneezed and it made her fart, but while she was pregnant, it was hilarious. She fucking sneezed so hard that it pushed out her fart, and I just cracked up, dude.
Hey, Brian, you're gonna fucking get used to my burping and farting, okay? You better.
Don't give in, Brian. Don't give in, bro. Don't do it. Don't give in.
Wait. David, you get 5 minutes in the box.
Oh, damn it. I said it, didn't I?
Yep. So now David's in the box for 5 minutes.
I still say that women can keep their farts in the bathroom and their cum bubbles.
Did Ghetto G die?
Somebody else is talking now.
I pretty much died in 07.
Yeah, this is David. Here.
What was I doing in 07?
What are you doing in 07, man?
Yeah, we're not Satan's here.
What? They blew my fridge.
What's in the fridge? So I watched the Smurfs movie earlier. First one.
That sounds gay.
But the song's still in my head. La 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 la. It's still in my head.
What in the hell do you want to
say? I watched because of my son, who's 4 years old. He wanted to watch. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brian. I didn't know that was you.
How did you not know it was him?
There's a little dude here, okay? I kind of have to keep track of who too.
It's because you're the only girl talking. We all don't sound the same. Whoever the guy is with the deeper voice, he talks the most. Whoever that is.
Actually, I disagree on that. That would be Havoc that talks the most.
Yeah, pretty much.
I agree with that, too. Havoc does talk the most. You just came in at the wrong time, Brian.
Well, Havoc is not working.
Yeah, no, it's not. And by the way, we lost David.
Yay. Oh. I probably shouldn't be saying that, but yay.
Well, at least now we know David can't handle being in the box for 5 minutes.
Like Poo Poo Ninja.
And Poo Poo Ninja couldn't even last a minute in the fucking box. I mean, come on. That fucking one day, that one time that we fucking muted him, he was talking to himself.
Okay, what's the box? The penalty box.
Yeah, penalty box.
Does that mean you can't talk or something?
Yeah, you pretty much get muted.
Yeah, up on here we have one simple rule, and it's the fact that, there's... because of Poop Ninja, there's four words no one's allowed to say. I'm going to say it because since I'm the host, I'm not putting myself in a box. But, use the words swag, YOLO, again, bro, and just because of fucking, what the hell is her name? Victoria. If you say the word legit, you're in the box.
Ah.
Shout out to Victoria.
See, we can say, though. Like, fuck.
Is there any other females in here besides this one that keeps on texting everybody?
If I could not swear,
well, I mean,
penalty box.
I'm pretty sure we could come up with the penalty just for Destiny here since she doesn't stop texting.
No, I'm not texting. I swear to God, I have not texted them since that song.
If we hear you texting, you get 5 minutes.
Yeah, you could get other people.
Yep.
I'm not. Hey, but it's already 11. Oh, what now?
What?
It's already 11. Oh, wait, no. Your guys' time frame is different. Sorry for that.
I am.
For me, it's 11 already.
I'm so confused.
It's been 11.
I have no idea.
It's only 11. What the hell is she talking about? It's only 11.
It's only 11. I didn't go to sleep till 4 o'clock in the morning. So it's only 11.
Midnight
Friday. Yeah, so I didn't get to sleep till 5 your time.
So what does that do with it being 11 here? What happened?
Is this just going over at a certain time? I thought it only ran for 2 hours. You're off there now, aren't you?
Ghetto transition.
What was that? I was not paying attention.
I don't know.
I was thinking about pancakes.
Who just texted me? Nobody. Brian didn't.
Oh.
Nobody did. Jeb can fuck one.
He's fucking on what?
I said my friend Job, I'll buy a strap on and he can fuck it.
I'm at the party.
Nope.
If you say so.
Hey, some guys wish, okay?
Wish what?
Only do the special guys get that privilege.
Yep, only the special guys do.
Well, I don't want to be one of those special guys.
Hey, Brian's trying to be one of those special guys.
bigger than special guys, damn it.
So you get fucked in the ass with strap ons?
I'm trying to work on it.
I'm lost.
Every other day that ends in Q.
Brian is trying to be a special guy to me. Huh. Brian? You're trying to be special to me?
I said maybe.
Oh, that's not what your text say.
Oh, man.
Oh, put me on Front Street.
Like, this one's saying... Like...
I need to read my... She's reading my searches.
Yeah. Mark, I'm just trying to figure out why the fuck you're on the phone with each other.
Since you guys, you wanted me lit, it would, this would be 10 times better if you, I was laying by you.
I said if you were sitting next to me is what I said, yes.
Laying, you said laying.
I was too. I heard.
You know, now I got a question. You know, since you two are on the phone texting, does that mean if you guys were sitting next to each other, would you still be texting each other?
Yes.
I'm not texting her.
You're
texting me.
No, you're texting me. I have proof on my phone. You are texting me. I'm not texting
only
you.
Texting through the song because you can't talk through the song.
See, at least he knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Shut up.
As far as her, she's just apparently she can't talk on the phone. She has a text.
Hey, I can talk. Okay.
Try talking to her on the phone when she's in a room full of people. You don't get in one lick. Just talks to everybody and then gets mad when you hang up.
Man, I wouldn't even bother with that.
Hell no.
No, you guys are hating on me. Good thing we're not on air, huh?
It's a good thing you don't eat your fingers.
Hey, there's hot dogs right there.
Hot dogs.
What?
Say hot dogs and peanut butter.
No, I said I beat the shit out of this girl one time because she used to say, "We." Okay, never mind. I'm not gonna go into that story.
What is it gonna? This better have to do something with hot dogs.
Okay, so, no, I said, but at least I'm not. I don't. Well, I do eat hot dogs, but. No, like, you know how he said fingers? I said, there's a hot dog right there. But, no, there was this one girl, this one time, okay, back in, like, high school, right? This girl started a rumor about one of my best friends and saying that she masturbated with hot dogs. So, my school, okay, they used to buy us, like, treats and stuff, and one time they bought us Costco hot dogs, right? So... I drenched it in ketchup and mustard. I just drenched it. She comes around the corner and I splatter it in her face, and I was like, go fuck that hot dog. And then she tried getting in a fight with me, and obviously, everyone who knows me knows we won.
So, long story short, there was this chick at my high school. It really is no lie because, like, the chick's stepdad told everybody she was masturbating with some frozen hot dogs and they broke off inside of her and she had to go to the emergency room after her stepdad was in her pussy for like 2 hours trying to get the hot dogs.
Yeah. Up the window sometimes, but some people.
Man, all this talk about hot dogs makes me want a fucking pretzel dog.
Ooh, I like piggies in a blanket.
Yeah, I'm just so lost in this whole conversation here.
What, you don't like this conversation about masturbating with hot dogs?
No, my question is, why is she masturbating with hot dogs?
Because she was in a group home.
You say because she was in a group home?
No.
What's That doesn't answer anything.
So you're in a group home, so you masturbate with hot dogs.
Excuse my hand.
What? That's a mention.
Oh, wait, that was my question.
You ran into the bathroom.
Or like a plunger, a broom handle, a mop, whatever.
No, because have you ever seen A Thousand Ways to Die? There was a girl who used a broom handle, and somebody walked in the room, and she was on top of the bunk bed, and she jumped down and went right up her. She died.
Have you seen the movie The Wax House?
Okay, now my question is, now, after using the hot dog, did the chick eat the hot dog afterwards?
Man, he's still stuck on the hot dog.
That'd be so gross.
There's been like a few more things after that, and he's still stuck on that board.
I hope not.
Well, I mean, it's like it's not every day you hear about a chick masturbating with hot dogs.
No, well, no. I know what I did. I just took them into the freaking band room.
Now, my question is, was the hot dog frozen or was it cooked before doing it?
My bad.
Did you really just ask if it was cooked?
Yes.
Why would you ask
the body temperature?
We found some under one of her pillows, actually.
Why were you in a group home? That's a story.
My resident, my family.
Why do people masturbate with hot dogs in group homes?
Okay, because they're not smart enough. They're not smart like me. And they can't
they're
get
not smart like
they're
you.
Me. I just took them into the band room during free time.
Wait. You do what in free time?
Okay, fifth period, we had nothing to do, right? So I'd always take them into the band room.
You'd always fuck people in the band room.
You'd use parents in the band room, what?
I took the dude into the
My
band
dog
room.
Doesn't like your story.
Oh, the dude.
Yeah.
I thought you said
because they're not smart like me. They're not smart like me. They can't get the real thing. They're not smart enough about it.
So are you saying if you were dumb, you would masturbate with hot dogs?
No.
I think that's exactly what I'm trying to say.
I don't even know what the hell to say here.
So how many people listen to this radio station?
I don't know.
Millions. And millions.
But nobody ever likes to call.
Maybe.
Hey, no wonder I get people. All of a sudden, a lot of people have been trying to add me on Facebook.
It's because they heard about your masturbation stories.
Hot dogs and carrots in the band room.
No, I didn't have hot dogs in the band room.
I think he just said carrots.
I don't think
I've never done it, but I don't think it would be as satisfying. I mean, that's just too much work. I mean, I don't do the work, they do it. Unless I'm on top. So I'll get out of my conversation there.
Exactly, yeah, since you say you don't do it the way they do it. Exactly, how do you do it? With a fucking cucumber?
No, with an actual dick.
Face down, ass up.
Face down, ass up. That's where we like to sit.
Somebody knows Ludacris.
No, okay. I like an actual dick, okay? I don't like any thing. I've never even tried. I've never used a toy or anything, okay? I like actual dick. I don't like fake shit. No offense. No offense to the girls who do, but nah, that's not me. I get that real thing.
She's trying to say she likes to stick in some work. She puts in work on the weekend.
Well, how'd you do this weekend?
I've not been laid this week.
Really?
You can change that.
Yeah, Brian wishes we could change that.
Not wish, we're going to.
Oh, really? When?
Whenever he finds out who you really are.
Whenever he finds a Greyhound Dexter and talks me into going there.
Yeah,
hey, you're the one who said if I was, you asked me to send you a Greyhound ticket. Don't make me out to be the bad one.
And then he says, what do I get out of it?
Yep. Hold on, let me go back in the messages here.
I said, I never answered that.
I know you didn't. I just checked.
He says quiet, so I start thinking of fucking Smurf.
He really enjoyed that movie.
Apparently.
I want the moon to be blue.
I want to be a Smurf. I think it would be cool to be like a cartoon character. I'd be like Betty Boop.
I think if you were a Smurf, I'd step on you.
I want to be Betty Boop.
I think
Boop.
I would step on you.
I'd be Betty Boop. Wait. You know that, like, okay, it was on the Looney Tunes or whatever, and it was like, okay, Powerpuff Girls, then, like, the lady with the big boots in the orange shirt, you never see her face. That's who I want to be.
Hold on. I just farted and it stunk.
Oh my god.
Everybody needed to know that.
So, do you want to hear my fart?
No.
We don't want to hear you fart.
Not really.
It stunk. Whew, that's stinky.
Not really.
Hey, I either want to be Betty Boop or, if I was ever a cartoon, I'd want to be Betty Boop or the girl off the Powerpuff Girls, like the mayor's secretary, where you never see her face. All you see is her boobs and her hips and her legs. Yeah.
The perfect woman.
Yeah.
If I could be a switching character, it would be those two, or the Tasmanian Devil. That's why my nickname is Taz.
Devil, man. That's what bitches be looking like on Facebook.
My nickname is Taz.
Fucking run around with your tongue hanging out.
I'm crazy, that's why. I'm crazy like the Tasmanian Devil. That's why my nickname is Cass.
Yeah, you're crazy, Rory.
click is all I hear. Stop texting.
I'm not texting.
Well, you're pressing buttons.
No, I'm not. The only person I would be texting right now is Brian, because you know, everybody else is asleep and being lame.
No person would be texting Brian, but yes, yeah. I'm Brian.
Back, I never got a text.
Oh, see? What now, son?
I'm
breaking up some green stuff.
Fun. Can you save some for me?
Who
me?
No. Hell no, I'm not going to save some for you.
Whatever. You like.
You know, I think it's, you know, I find it funny how half these dumbasses on Facebook post up the fucking Marbs, fucking Blend 420, and get people saying, can't wait for these, motherfuckers, they don't exist. Weed cigarettes, they do not exist.
Ooh, I need a smoke. They
well,
call them.
we call them joints.
Illinois. But the fact that they're waiting, motherfuckers have to wait for these motherfuckers for this shit to come out in an actual pack, and that's looking like cigarettes.
In January 1st, here in Illinois, we can get a card in Springfield and go to any distributor and get as much as we want.
Well, I'm just saying the fact that people, you know, waiting for fucking packs of cigarettes to come out, weed in them, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah. It won't happen that way, no.
All right, I'm going to go use the bathroom, but my phone will still be on right here.
Oh, yes, we get to hear you go to the bathroom.
No, you don't, because my phone's going to be in the other room. Sorry.
So go pee already.
Yeah, and if I'm not going pee. I'm
oh, my God, just go to the fucking bathroom.
I'm going to take a shower.
She's worse than me.
Now I am texting. BRB.
No, you're talking. LOL. She
just
also
texted me, I'm sexy and I know it, is what she texted me.
She's taking a shit. Be like, how's that shit going?
Push out that brown eye. Blew out her O-ring.
She was just farting and shit, man. She probably over there taking a big dump.
As I said, she has blown out her O-ring, and when she farts now, it goes...
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, the entire time she was talking, I was watching Animorphs. That sounded a little bit more interesting.
Well, that's not very nice.
Every time she farts, freaking now, she goes, don't move, I'll get you a towel.
Wow, that's disgusting.
I always knew that I should be on the radio.
To talk about shit.
Just to get the conversation going when it gets quiet.
Yeah, that'll do it.
There's an ugly bitch.
She said, stop making fun of me. She's listening to us. She texted me and said, stop making fun of me. She's so listening to us. That's funny.
Well, she should have hung up or something.
Right?
Oh, she did that. You know, that
how is she texting me and going to the bathroom? Ooh, her phone's going to have poop buttons. I'm going to text her back so I don't get in trouble.
No, make her wait.
Yeah, make her wait, man.
Make her wait like females make you wait when you text them.
I got in trouble. Do I have a good radio voice? Bunch of guys, nobody answers.
So on a new note, how about them Bears?
Those Bears suck.
If a Packer takes a shit in the woods, does anybody hear it? What is a Packer? A fudge Packer? I don't know. Okay, that wasn't funny. Start over again. Shut up. See, the guy laying on my floor, he ruined it.
There's a guy.
You're the one laying
on
my floor. He's laying on my floor. He lives with me because he has nowhere to go before he goes to freaking Job Corps because he's going to be a mechanic and a welder and an electrician. He's going to do it all. And he has nowhere to stay. So he's on my floor on a little poop on mattress. He's to breathe. What is that? Rain, comics, and he's Blackfoot.
I'm just
locked up. I'm watching.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here watching these idiots and fucking single jugglers and jugglers fight each other.
I've gotten to a fight in a while. Oh, that's a lie. Actually, y'all can help me figure this out. How did I get assault and battery about 3 weeks ago for this guy was riding his bike down the middle of the road, and I pull up behind him, and I said, hey, dude, move. He tells me to fuck off and go fuck myself. So, of course, I'm going to get out of the car and ask him to move because at this time we're stopped in the middle of the road. He would not move his bicycle. We got into an argument. Shit got heavy. I asked him to move. He would not move, so I put my hands on his bike, not on his person, and move his bike out of the road. And then he throws his bike at me, which I slipped in the gravel and I fell down. He jumps on top of me, starts hitting me, so I defend myself, and I get assault and battery. How does that work?
I have no idea.
Exactly. I have assault and battery, and I'm fighting this shit in court right now. And he left a scar on my forehead because he hit me hard. He had some freaking gloves on. But
well,
I did mess him up, so...
Well, what happened to him? What did he get?
Nothing, because he left in an ambulance, and I was the one who started it, according to the cops and the judge.
Wow. That dude had him completely fooled.
Yeah, he... I don't know, but I'm fighting it. Freaking, my next court day is in November, and I'm waiting for an offer in the mail, and you never take the first plea. So, and I didn't even say I'm jealous, and I didn't even say anything in court yet. Like, I went to court, and my bond was set high as hell, and I talked him down to $1,000. So, it's some bullshit. I spent my fucking 28th birthday in jail.
Sounds like fun.
And I have a kid, so I need to stop being stupid, but it is so much fucking fun to fight.
Yeah, Havoc likes to fight with people, too.
Of course.
Although he does weird things when he fights with people.
I'm down for a ride. I've never been stabbed in a fight, or I have been hit with a freaking beer bottle, though, and that sucks. and that was hit number three. If anybody was not keeping count, that was hit number three.
Yeah, I lost count of one.
What comes after one, man? I forgot. I do wonder how many cops are listening to me right now.
None.
That was what my roommate said. He is now considered the guy on the floor.
I hate when random people are on my floor.
How'd they get there and how long have they been there? And do they have any weed? No. See, nowadays, I'm not even proud to be a stoner because now it's just like, it's cool to be a stoner. Like, it's all over TV and it used to be like, hush, hush. But now, like, smoking crack and shooting up heroin's hush, hush. Used to be the way around. Does anybody agree or disagree?
I agree that it's definitely in and people want to be. Yes.
I agree to disagree. There you go.
And it's just like with tattoos and piercings. Like, it used to be different back in the day if you had tattoos and piercings. And now everybody and their grandma has them.
Yeah, I'm not too quite sure about that.
Yeah,
I have tattoos and piercings, but...
That person seems angry.
He got killed in the game. He got caught, not killed. He got like he was trying to be all secretive and stealth like in a stealth mission and got caught. 12 through 15 and got killed at 12. Got caught at 12. He's a gamer. Like I sit here and watch TV and he just like destroys games. And I'm trying to work out to get back in the ring, but I'm not used to working out anymore, even though I have a scheduled fight coming up. Decatur Fight Nights in Decatur, Illinois. I promoted it.
Well, at this point, nobody hears you.
Oh, yeah, because she said that we're off the air, yeah.
She told me speaking that earlier. Speaking of which, where is she? She definitely is taking a shit.
She was texting me, so I don't know.
Either that or you know, she fell into the toilet.
It's been quite
a
while. That dude keeps fucking up.
I'm texting. I don't know what you guys are laughing about. God damn it. I hit the wrong
button. We're laughing at... the man on the floor.
Oh.
Yeah, and the fact that he fell into the... Yeah, this whole new Musty crap is bullshit. I'm leaving.
Man,
text from her, and she said, when someone is on his floor, we know what happened the night before. Hey, she's a poet, didn't know it.
Wow, she could rhyme.
Oh, God.
Already she's better than Lil Wayne.
She gets better than Lil Wayne.
Already she's better than Psycho Killer.
Oh, that's not too hard.
I heard a toilet flush. Whose toilet was that?
It's definitely Havoc.
Who just flushed the toilet?
Oh, it's back. I heard a giggle.
That might have been me.
So you giggle just like her?
Every now and then. The guy on the floor said he feels left out. Everybody's on the phone except him.
He's not really missing anything. We can hear him if he talked.
Yeah, they said that they can hear you if you talk.
put it on speaker if that makes you feel better. Here, it's on speaker now.
He wants to hear you guys talk.
So what's going on, man on the floor? You want to play a game?
Do you have candy?
JK.
What kind of candy do you like?
I like the Tootsie Rolls and the Laffy Taffy. The Laffy Taffy.
Spin the bottle.
Spin the bottle.
That was the guy on the floor.
No, I said that.
Well, now we found out what kind of candy he likes, and he likes to take it from strange people.
Oh, no. Is he one of those old dudes in a van?
Oh, God.
Hey, what you know about my van?
Wait, is your van a rapist van?
I'm a rapist van.
I wouldn't call it
that. Have you ever had your asshole licked by a fat guy in an overcoat?
Nope.
Some people call it a rapist van. I call it Neverland Ranch.
Well, the Neverland, never mind. I'm not going to go there.
All I got to say is, have you ever had your asshole licked by a fat man in an overcoat?
Nope.
I'm sure she has. And if not, Silent Bob could help you out.
Stop texting.
Yeah. You come back, you're supposed to talk.
I am talking.
No, you're
yeah,
not.
You're texting. On.
Brian doesn't text back.
Pass out.
I text him while I was on the toilet.
We know.
And you guys are so mean making fun of me.
So what's your
name? No, I'm deleting my inbox because it's too full. Brian said boob. Boob.
Down pussy.
He wants my boob. Brian wants my boobies.
That's wonderful.
And by the way, you said that I should have just hung up. Yeah, if I would have hung up, Brian wouldn't have been able to talk to you. And the Bears suck. The Seahawks are 10 times better. And Job Corps sucks. Oh, my God, I'm in a fight Saturday. I almost went to jail. But then the cop was asking me for my social security number, and I mapped off to him. And my dare wake up was not my
dare. Oh, look, a butterfly.
And I did down the steps.
I didn't call him on.
And no, that was not me flushing the toilet.
The
oh, look, a bee.
There.